I just want to remind you guys that life is good as it is any other day. Today is January the 19th, 2022. Here it is. I read a scripture on today. It was really great for me. It should also be great for you as well. And it states, this is coming from Psalms 19 verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So, I mean, yeah, he's the one who gives me strength and he redeems me. I'm just happy and so amazed and proud of myself and proud of my family for sticking in there. I'm proud of my friends and loved ones for sticking in and supporting me through all my endeavors. I can explain a story from you on yesterday. I got an opportunity for $45 per hour. And the biggest thing was get vaccinated. I mean, if y'all don't know me, then y'all need to know today. I don't see myself getting vaccinated unless it's mandated. And I believe that is just against the law if that should be mandated. I mean, of course, I don't want to, you know, bring my moral beliefs upon any. But, nah, I just don't think that's the move. I mean, all money isn't good money. So I'm glad God gave me the mindset to, you know, make my decision based upon him. And, you know, just do what I can to live on this day. But I do love everything about today and everything about tomorrow and everything about my future. I'm also, you know, trying to get my track meets ready for this indoor season. I'm pumped. I mean, I'm not turned up, but I mean, I'm pumped. Or I'm ready. I do want to see myself competing again and just being great as we all should be. But I mean, wow. Do you guys have some good news? Hit me up, email me, DM me on Instagram. We can talk. I love to uplift. Have a great one, okay? Bye. TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. Like most of you guys, I've been working hard this week. Hard, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. I get paid today. Woo! But I'm so excited. Living life, you know, trying to get back in the word, exercising, family time, seeing my baby girl. I see her so late. I feel like I'm missing so much, and that was really a big emotional challenge for me. While starting my work, I mean, working 10-hour shifts, Tuesday through Fridays, it's hard, man. I miss my baby girl. She's on her phase of, you know, trying to walk. She's so independent and, man, she act like me. That's my baby girl. But, yeah, wow. I'm real excited. I have a meet coming up within a week or so. I'm happy, man. I'm happy. At work, I was talking with my supervisor in regards to one of my videos. Not videos, I would say, but one of my recordings for one of the patients. And I kept saying, a lot. That's a habit I want to break, seriously. As a public speaker, I feel like it's more words that can be spaced and filled through my conversation than the word or, you know, little things like that. So I'm going to try to do my best to do better with that, because that's what I'm ultimately, I got to do. I mean, it's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I love you guys. I hope you guys are also having a great day. It's a lot of things, said them again, a lot of things, you know, physically, emotionally, and financially that people do want to work on. And I mean, as far as stability goes, I feel like that's going to come. It's just a matter of patience. And I mean, I'm working on that myself financially. Whoa. But I'm not going to hold y'all up. It's Friday. I know y'all guys got other things to do. But hit me up on Instagram, whatevergram. My Instagram is trackgirl_no_lie. Again, trackgirl_no_lie. Have a great day and we'll talk soon. First off, before I even start today, I just want to say that thank you, God, for everything you've done in my life and thus far and in the future. Thank you for everything that you're about to do. And I thank you again for your mercy, love, and kindness. So, guys, on this blessed day of January the 25th, 2022, I'm about logging to work. But I think the big topic for me is parents. As a parent, I feel like you have the most important role in the world. Because your teachings and your habits reflect upon others. And when I say others, I mean your children. Children look up to you as a hero, as a Spider-Man, as a shadow. I don't know how else to simplify the importance of being a parent. For most parents, they try to, you know, make a great image. Having it being, oh, life is perfect. Life is not perfect. Or this is how I do it. So this is how you need to do it. No. As a human being who has lived for 23 years, life is what you make it. And there are different options to go in any direction you want to go into. Most of the time, I'm talking to my baby. Jonathan, he's like, well, babe, I just hate how people just don't make their own decisions based upon, you know, their parents and what he or she say. It's not about that. You have your own soul to live and you have your own cross to be on. And God, he's going to judge everyone. I'm pretty sure he don't care if the mama, the daddy. No. After you get turned 18, it's over. You have your own. I mean, you had your own mind, period, but legally you have your own mind to do what you want to do. And if you know it's right and if you know it's wrong, don't do it. But if you know it's right and you know it's a great option or a great idea, go for it. But I don't know. I just feel bad for these parents who are so young. And I mean, I'm young and I'm not saying I'm better than nobody or anything, but I mean, just for the males, like you don't know how to fix no car, no parts in a car. I feel like every man should know something about something. Well, if you don't, I want to say it's okay, but it's not okay. It's not okay. Because as a son or as a man, a boy coming into a man, you should have enough mental equipment, physical equipment, whatever you want to say, to raise a family. And to the women. I mean, I am included. There is no way you should not be wise for your daughters and for your sons. I don't care how young you are. Don't let your parents control what you do, first off. Second off, I mean, as women, we all know we have the responsibility. I mean, a man do, but it's solely up to us. So, I mean, take that in for thought. Just had to get that off my chest because it's crazy. People are literally scared of the world. Live. Do right. And God, he'll solve the rest. Just ask him, you know? But have a great one. We'll talk soon, y'all.